Lord said to Noah, enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone. I have seen to be righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 pairs of every clean animal, a male and his female, and 2 of the animals that are not clean, a male and his female. I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made. So Noah acted in accordance with they all went into the ark to Noah by 2s, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. Now it came about after the 7 days that the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky.
The ark, they and every animal according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kind, and every crawling thing that crawls on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, all sorts of birds. So they went into the ark to Noah by 2s of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. Those that entered, male and female of all flesh, entered as God had commanded him. And the Lord closed the door behind him.
Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days, and the water increased and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. The water prevailed and increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water, and the water prevailed more and more upon the earth, so that all the high mountains everywhere under the heavens were covered. The water prevailed 15 cubits higher, and the mountains were covered. So all creatures that moved on the earth perished. Birds, livestock, animals, and every swarming thing that swarms upon the earth, and all mankind of all that was on the dry land, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, died. So he wiped out every living thing that was upon the face of the land, from mankind to animals to crawling things and the birds of the sky, and they were wiped out from the earth. And only Noah was left, together with those that were with him in the ark. The water prevailed upon the earth for 150 days.